too, and they're over at the net. Just kind of wanted to make it feel, you know, as in-game of a flow as possible.
Take us through the kick from snap to when you saw the refs.
It's kind of all a blur to me. I don't really know. I just know that the ball was in the air for a really long time, real close to that right upright.
This is the longest kick you've ever made in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the longest kick?
56 back in college.
Did you kick any that long during the ask you, you know, kind of like, all right, this is what's there. Did they ask you what you think you
made? In pregame, we kind of go over it and just kind of how I'm feeling during my warm up and what in the normal course of a game where I would feel comfortable at. But you know, given that situation, I kind of just ran up to the coaches at the end and just kind of prayed and asked for a chance there.
Did you try anything that long before the game? Do you normally try anything that long?
No, I usually don't go out that long. You know, during the course of my warm up, I'll usually go out to 50, 56, maybe 57, and just kind of call it a day from there.
Lobby to kick it, or were they
going
to kick it over?
I'm not sure what they were going to do, but I definitely ran over there real wide-eyed wanting to get it done.
Was it the longest kick you had
in
practice ever?
I mean, with a lot of wind, I got up to like 75, but that's, you know, very wind-aided.
The longest kick you had in the game? 56. So on the earlier field goal, the one that you missed, it looked like you had a lot of leg on that one. Cleared it by a mile. Did you have confidence heading into that final kick, knowing that you kind of hit that one squarely earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted another opportunity. You know, missing that one earlier, thought I hit that one really, really well. Just you know, started down the middle and just kind of ended up fading left with the wind there. So you know, I wasn't completely demoralized by it, but definitely wanted another shot there.
Well, before, did you think it was good?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely questioning it while I was in the air, but you know, felt really good off the foot and just thankful it stayed right there.
What do you remember about those games?
A lot of running. I'm really tired.
Jake, 2 weeks ago you were on the Bengals practice squad, and now you kick a 61 game. Can you put in perspective what these past 2 weeks have been?
Very, very hectic. That's for sure. You know, you're in one city. You know, just got an apartment back in Cincinnati, got it all furnished, and you know, get a phone call about 2 days later, and moving to a new city, getting to know a new group of guys, and you know, the adjustments have been super smooth, and you know, the guys here are great. Donnie and Rick do a heck of a job, and you know, super thankful for that.
What was your mindset after the miss last week, and then after this one?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I kind of approach every miss the same way and every make the same way. I kind of just have a 1 to 2 minute rule, something that I kind of learned to do in high school. You know, you miss a kick, you got 1 minute to get over it and bounce back. You make a kick, you got 1 minute to enjoy it and bounce back. So, you know, I don't dwell on it for too long, but, you know, that's definitely one that I wanted back, and, you know, glad I got another opportunity.
Are you willing to go over the 1 minute that's this game winner?
What's that?
Are you going to go over 1 minute for the game winner? I mean,
we'll give it a day. Give it 24 hours.
Is there anything different to say between you and Donnie before the snap, or is it just like...
Just kind of all nonverbal communication there, you know, let's go get it done.
So the Giants tried to ice you before you kicked. Is that helpful in some ways sometimes, especially in a long kick like that?
I honestly wasn't even sure who called the timeout, because I know the play clock was running down anyway, so, and we weren't all that set yet, because we kind of made a last-minute decision to go out there and kick it. So we weren't all that set, so it was kind of good to regroup there and not be too rushed.
And now Doug said going into the game they thought they needed to get to that 35-yard line for you to kick. Mm-hmm. So at that point in the fourth quarter, did you think it was going to be a possibility even that?
You know, I don't know. I was just, you know, glad that they got down there within a range that I was able to hit from, and, you know, real glad I got the chance to.
What do you think a kick like this will mean for your career?
I don't know. I mean, you got to enjoy it, and you know, it was a big kick, and thankful I had the opportunity. But ultimately, you got to come back next week, and it's a brand new game.
Were you able to pick up any of the conversation between Coach Peterson and
the? No, I know they were having a conversation, but I was just kind of running over there begging to kick it.
What was the fan reaction like? Just hearing them. I mean, you're in the center.
It was awesome. I was just kind of running around, you know, trying not to get hurt.
Jake, you seem calm right now. Is this normal for you? Is it still surreal? How would you explain it?
It's a little surreal. I mean, you know, it's the life of a kicker, though. You know, you have your ultimate ups and your ultimate downs, and, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy it, and, you know, we'll move on.
Is that why you can't allow yourself to think beyond week to week with Kel being here and injured?
Yeah, you never know. You know, I'm just kind of taking the opportunity for what it is, and, you know, if I'm here after – after those 8 weeks, that's great. If not, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity, and, you know, I'm just trying to do my job while I'm here.
Thank you.